Well, in sports, let's first check the most recent Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross-country rankings. In Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley has virtually their entire team in the top rankings. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley is ranked second. His teammate Bryson Wallace is ranked 17th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley is 18th, while Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley is ranked 21st this week. Also in the rankings from around the region, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK is third rated in 1A boys, with trainers Jerry Jorgensen ranked fifth. Boyer Valley's Connor Garrett and Zach Ambrose are 19th and 20th in this week's rankings. In the Class 1A girls, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills is ranked 7th this week. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley is ranked 10th, and Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning is ranked 17th. In Class 2A, on the girls' side, Carly Larson of Underwood is rated 6th, with Missouri Valley's Alexis Cook ranked 12th, and Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex rated 19th. In Class 3A rankings, on the boys' side, Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic cracks the rankings. He's at number 15 this week. Ben Grote of Kemper Catholic is 19th, while David Salazar of Denison is number 25. In Class 3A on the girls' side, Ellie Mendlick of Denison is ranked 12th. Her teammate Reagan Anderson is 22nd. Ashley Wendt of Atlantic is ranked 30th in this week's individual ratings. Also in Class 4A boys, McGuire Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson is 13th. Also crosstown Lewis Central, Brendan O'Brien, he's number 22 in this week's ratings. A lack of respect won't be an issue as the 13th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes get ready to play FCS top-ranked North Dakota State Saturday. The Bison have won 5 straight national titles, and Iowa cornerback Desmond King says one look at film shows why they've been so successful against FBS foes.
They beat Iowa State, they beat Kansas State, they beat multiple teams that's in FBS. So, I mean, you're going to hear about them, but once you watch the film, you actually can see what they do. They play as a unit, they play as a team, they have a really good offense. You know, they like to run the ball up between the tackles and the guards. So, I mean, and they have a good quarterback, you know. No first-round quarterbacks coming out of a bad team at all. So, I mean, they got to be a good team, good organization there. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game this week.
King says the Hawkeye defense made strides between the opener and last week's 42-3 win over Iowa State.
Especially on the defensive side, just, you know, preventing all of the big plays that we had in the passing game. Just, you know, keeping it at a minimum and stopping a run. I feel like the defense played very well this past week. We didn't really give up that many big plays, probably 2. And then we kept them under 21 points. So that was, you know, it was phenomenal to see.
Junior linebacker Josie Jewell talks about the biggest area of improvement.
Mainly our communication is just because the week before, getting used to the crowd noise and all that, being able to echo the calls and stuff like that. So that's mainly the big thing that we had to do.
North Dakota State coach Chris Kleeman called Iowa a complete team this week. Hawkeye defensive tackle Jaleel Johnson says the same phrase can be used on the Bison.
They have a complete team as well, too. From what I've seen so far, they have on both sides of the ball, offense, defense. So, I mean, there's going to be a dogfight Saturday.
Iowa defensive end Anthony Nelson says the Bison have a Big Ten style of play.
They're good with the run and pass. The quarterback can also run very well, too. So, really, we got to be ready for everything. They're almost like a Big Ten opponent. So we really have to be ready for, you know, smash mouth football, ready for them to run up right at the gate.
Nelson says the North Dakota State running game will challenge the Hawkeye defense.
I mean, their linemen know what to do. You know, they open up some gaps, and their running backs really know how to run the ball pretty well. You know, sometimes if they need to get outside or stay inside. So really, they're a good team. They're all smart, and it seems like it'll be a tough one this week.
You can catch that game live Saturday here on the radio. It's an early game. 11:05 is kickoff at Kinnick Stadium, and we'll have it for you live here on the radio starting at 9 a.m. with the pregame show. You can catch Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak's call of the game right here on KJAN Saturday. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have released third-round pick Kavari Russell and brought back linebacker Desmond Moses in a surprise move just 1 week into the regular season. Russell, a cornerback, had been passed over by sixth-round pick DJ White and recent acquisition Kenneth Acker on the depth chart. Russell was the Chiefs' second player chosen in the April draft. The move Wednesday was likely made to shore up special teams, though it was unexpected given the high draft pick the Chiefs used on the former Notre Dame standout. Moses was cut last week when the Chiefs needed to reach the NFL's 53-man roster limit. Elsewhere around the league, Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall and safety Darian Stewart have been fined a total of $42,540 for helmet-to-helmet hits on Carolina's Cam Newton. The person said the linebacker Marshall was fined over $24,300 and safety Darian Stewart paid over $18,000. The hits occurred in the Broncos' season-opening win over the Panthers. The Bills could be without wide receiver Sammy Watkins for tonight's game with the Jets. The Bills listed Watkins as questionable after complaining of soreness in his surgically repaired left foot following a 13-7 season-opening loss at Baltimore on Sunday. Buffalo has ruled left tackle Cordy Glenn out for tonight's game with an ankle injury, and that leaves the team thin at that position. Backup Chantrell Henderson is serving a four-game NFL suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower did not practice because of a knee injury, and All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski is still nursing a hamstring as the team prepares to host the Miami Dolphins in their home opener. Gronkowski missed last week's season-opening win at Arizona. Defensive lineman Cullen Jenkins is re-signed with Washington less than 2 weeks after he was released by the team. Jenkins spent the past three seasons with the New York Giants and has also played for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Chargers rookie Joey Bosa missed Wednesday's padded practice, increasing the likelihood that the defensive end will miss the team's home opener against Jacksonville on Sunday. Bosa is slowed by a hamstring injury and still hasn't gone through a padded practice with the Chargers. The third player taken in this year's draft missed much of training camp while holding out. Well, there could be a celebration at Wrigley Field this evening. The Chicago Cubs have reduced their magic number to one for clinching the National League Central with the set with yesterday afternoon's 7-0 rout of the second-place Cardinals in St. Louis. Anthony Rizzo carried the offense, and John Lester worked eight strong innings as the Cubs improved to a major league best 92-41. Rizzo homered twice and had three RBIs to help the Cubs take the rubber match of the three-game set. David Ross also hit a two-run homer, and Chris Bryant tripled home a run as Chicago improved to 8-8 against their arch rivals. Lester struck out eight and gave up just three hits to improve to 17-4 with a .240 earned run average. He also singled home the Cubs' first run in the third inning. The Cubs can wrap up their first division title in 8 years as early as tonight against Milwaukee. Chicago is 10-5 against the Brewers this season. Washington's magic number to clinch the National League East is down to 7 after Tanner Roark combined with two relievers on a three-hitter and a 1-0 shutout of the second-place New York Mets. Wilson Ramos belted a seventh-inning homer to back Roark, who is 15-8 after limiting the Mets to three hits and four walks over seven innings. The outcome keeps the Mets a half-game ahead of St. Louis and a half-game behind San Francisco as those three teams battle for the two National League wildcard berths. Luis Perdomo outpitched Madison Bumgarner as the Padres completed a three-game sweep of the Giants, 3-1. Perdomo gave up four singles and one run over 6 1/3 innings before San Diego's bullpen tossed hitless ball the rest of the way. The Dodgers got five great innings from Clayton Kershaw before expanding their lead in the National League West to five games over San Francisco as Kershaw gave up just one hit and no walks before LA's bullpen finished up a combined three-hitter in a 2-0 shutout of the New York Yankees. Boston's lead in the AL East is one game over Baltimore, two over Toronto, and four over the Yankees after the Orioles earned a 1-0 win at Fenway Park yesterday. The Toronto Blue Jays have dropped into the American League's second wild card slot, just one game ahead of Detroit and two in front of the New York Yankees after an 8-1 loss yesterday to Tampa Bay. The Blue Jays are two games off the AL East lead. Cleveland kept its six-game lead over Detroit in the AL Central with a 6-1 win over the White Sox in Chicago. Their magic number is 12. The Tigers were 9-6 winners over Minnesota yesterday. Also, Houston picked up an 8-4 win over Texas, putting the Astros within 3.5 games of an AL wildcard spot. Also last night, Hisashi Iwakuma was sharp in Seattle's 2-1 triumph over the Angels, allowing one run and five hits over 6 1/3 innings of his 16th win of the season. That gets the Mariners within a game and a half of the second AL wildcard berth. Kansas City stayed five games out of a postseason berth after Seth Manea held the Royals to three hits over five innings in Oakland's 8-0 shutout victory. Also around the league, Philadelphia 6-2 winner over Pittsburgh yesterday. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 7-0. It was Miami over Atlanta 7-5, and also Arizona 11-6 over Colorado. The St. Louis Cardinals announced prior to yesterday's game that they activated right-handed pitcher Michael Wacha from the 15-day disabled list. The 25-year-old had missed 32 games since going on the disabled list August 9th, following his most recent start on August 8th versus Cincinnati with right shoulder inflammation. Wacha is 7-7 with a 4.45 ERA in 23 games started this season, winning each of his last five decisions dating back to June 22nd. Well, the World Anti-Doping Agency says a group of Russian cyber hackers called Fancy Bears have leaked another batch of confidential athletes' information from its database. It said the targeted athletes included 10 from the United States, 5 from Germany, 5 from Britain, and 1 each from the Czech Republic, Denmark, Poland, Romania, and Russia. It did not identify the athletes. On Tuesday, confidential medical data of gold medal-winning gymnast Simone Biles, 7-time Grand Slam champion Venus Williams, and other female U.S. Olympians was hacked and posted online. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.